why we are here. Surely you must share our concern. It's clear this man will never learn. Characters in his book, a simple man used words you once used. Your holy honor stands abused. Consider how it will look if you do nothing. Something must be done to stop him. He's already gone too far. He has disobeyed, yet he stands proud. This arrogant heresy cannot be allowed. We need not remind you the duty that you hold. The faith of our fathers is in your hands. He must be made to understand. The faithful do as they're told. North of the border, Protestants wait to see if you will or if you can. Take control of this errant man. You must not hesitate. The call it weakness if you do. Something must be done to stop him. He's already come too far. Has disobeyed, yet he stands proud. This arrogant heresy cannot be allowed. How could I have been so mistaken? How could he have been so cruel? Well, that was so good in friendship, puts in the mouth of a fool. I thought that he understood me, that he would not teach or defend. What message it sends? Ban the book and burn it. Summon him without delay. And if he says he's too sick to travel, send someone to fetch him anyway. And I know that I won't rest, he said, until the faith is made strong. There's one way to please me. Admit that it's wrong. This unacceptable position must be addressed now and here. Notify the Inquisition. Summon Galileo to appear. And something will be done to stop him. He's already gone too far. Do it by persuasion. Or do it by duress. But one way or the other, Galileo must confess.
I, Galileo Galilei, touching the Holy Scripture with my own hands, swear that I have always believed, and will in the future believe, that the sun is not the center of the world, and that the earth does not move. With a sincere heart and faith, I renounce, curse, and hate these errors and heresies contrary to the scriptures. I swear that in the future I will never more write or say anything to cause such suspicions again. Moreover, if I know of any heretic who holds similar opinions, I will denounce him to the Holy Office. If I violate any of the promises and oaths I have made, I will subject myself to all the pains and punishments decreed against me. Signed with my own hand on the 22nd of June, 1633.